The Art Institute of Chicago has opened a new modern wing, making it the second largest museum in the country. The $300 million addition was designed by the architect Renzo Piano, who was at the opening ceremony this weekend.
Culture is not something that belongs to elite. Culture is about putting some light in your eyes, and it's about making life better.
Speaking of culture, this star architect's design is the latest of many high-profile, often lavish museum expansions over the past two decades. One long-term goal is to revitalize the local economy. To find out whether it's paying off, we spoke to Bruce Altshuler. He's director of museum studies at New York University.
Many cities, sort of following the example often cited of Bilbao, Spain, where Frank Gehry built a very dramatic museum for the Guggenheim, you know, are looking toward museums and cultural institutions as ways of bringing people back into urban centers and also attracting tourists.
Well, you know, just on that point, a number of museums are using named architects, which obviously ups the cost, ups the publicity. Wondering if it ups the appeal, the attraction, and actually the revenues.
Well, there's no question that museums have used the large dramatic buildings built by star architects as attractors. So I'm not really sure in terms of how effective this has been. I suspect it has been effective. Certainly when you read the newspapers and the art magazines, you see lots of attention being paid to the buildings. And, you know, again, architecture, though a functional form, certainly is in line with the sort of mission of art museums to kind of increase the visibility of visual art.
Although that brings up the perennial question of whether these new museums may be architecturally glamorous as they are, if they help the art, or even in some cases, do they outshine the art inside?
Well, I mean, there is an ongoing discussion, as you say, about architects designing for themselves and not for the display of the works in the museum. I think this varies according to the building. I mean, Piano is known as someone who designs buildings that highlight the art displayed there. One example often pointed to, of course, in the other direction is the Guggenheim Museum designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. You know, you're going up a ramp, so you're standing on an incline. The walls are not completely vertical, so paintings have to be kind of put on false walls sometimes. You know, yes, I mean, I think many people thought that it was really an assertion of the ego of the architect over that of the artist.
Well, along with these expansions, museums have been raising ticket prices. At the Museum of Modern Art in New York, it's now $20. Are these higher ticket prices a function of these bigger ambitions? And beyond that, are they affecting attendance in a negative way?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's no question that these larger new facilities prompt increased admissions. Now, how that affects attendance, you know, I don't really know. It would not surprise me if attendance went down to some degree. But museums are also working very hard to sort of raise money for sponsorship, for free evenings, free weekends. And I think there's a lot more effort going into that now that ticket prices have increased. There are quite a number of museums that continue to be free to the public. And oddly enough, many of these seem to be in the Midwest, Minneapolis, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Toledo, all those art museums are free to the public. And there is something wonderful to just decide to go to a museum for 1 hour when you can walk in and see something and then walk out.
Bruce Altshuler is the Director of Museum Studies at New York University. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Renee.